With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Yuri Ravitz, the son of released Israeli hostage Elma Abraham, says his mother was left for weeks without crucial medication while in captivity with Hamas in Gaza.
My mother's state should be different. She had to get her medicine, and we fight for this for 7 weeks from day one.
Meanwhile, Israel and Hamas have agreed to extend their ceasefire for 2 more days past Monday. A fourth swap of hostages for prisoners under the deal was expected later today. Also at SRNNews.com, Democrats are more concerned than ever about their prospects of holding a slim Senate majority in 2024. Correspondent Bob Agnew with that report.
It was already looking like an uphill climb for Democrats to retain their 51-49 majority, but Joe Manchin's announcement he won't seek another term virtually hands his West Virginia seat to Republicans. John Tester is seen as vulnerable in the very red state of Montana, and Ohio's Sherrod Brown will have to overcome the odds to outpace Republicans in a state that leans red. All GOP challengers are being bolstered by declining poll numbers for President Biden and a corresponding rise for former President Donald Trump. Bob Agner reporting.
Today is Cyber Monday, a term coined back in 2005 by the National Retail Federation, and it continues to be the biggest online shopping day of the year. Adobe Analytics expects consumers to spend between $12 and $12.4 billion. For several major retailers, the Cyber Monday sale is a days-long event that began over the weekend. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 21 points, but the NASDAQ is ahead 22 points. This is SRN News. Europeans are giving up on the afterlife.
According to a new poll, large percentages of people who live on the continent do not believe that there is any life after death. Only 42% of the people who live in England think that there is an afterlife. In France, it's 41%. In Germany, 39%. And 36% in Finland. In fact, the only country in Europe where a high percentage of people believe in life after death is mostly Muslim Turkey. 92% there believe. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another Asian country moves to legalize gay marriage. Thailand's cabinet has approved an amendment to its civil code to allow same-sex unions, with an expectation for the draft to be proposed to Parliament next month. The amendment would change the words men and women to marriage partners, allowing same-sex couples to be able to receive the same rights that heterosexual couples receive. This is SRN News. There are multiple tributes planned this week for the late former First Lady Rosalynn Carter. SRN's Laura Winters reports.
Memorial events to honor former First Lady Rosalynn Carter start Monday with a wreath-laying ceremony at Georgia Southwestern State University in the town of Americus, Georgia, about 15 minutes from Plains, where the First Lady went to college. Jill Stuckey, superintendent of the Jimmy Carter National Historic Park Service, tells reporters,
Mrs. Carter will be buried here in Plains on their home property.
President Biden, Vice President Harris, and former First Lady Laura Bush scheduled to attend a tribute celebration for Mrs. Carter on Tuesday. Laura Winters, Atlanta.
Rosalynn Carter remembered Sunday at Sunday services at the Maranatha Baptist Church, where former President Jimmy Carter has served as a Sunday school teacher. More details at SRNNews.com.